We're going to talk about one of the most gorgeous places in the world with one of the greatest film festivals. The Catalina Film Festival is coming to Catalina Island from the Catalina Film Institute, and we're here with the creator.
Hello, Tina. How
congratulations
are you?
On the new award this year. Well, the Director's Award, the Golden Fox.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we call him Zorro. I think people don't really remember that iconic figure is so strong in their mind. Mm-hmm. Zorro is fox in Spanish, and he is Zorro del Oro. But he's the Golden Fox. It's the Golden Fox Award. He's going to go to a special director. This year, we're opening it up to the entire field. Mm-hmm. We're going to go for best director for any genre, any type of film.
You have many categories. You have different genres, including, you know, the Wes Craven Awards. So we've got horror flicks or scary movies coming up. But you have many categories, and Sharon Stone is in one of them.
We do. Mm-hmm. Sharon Stone actually has the West Coast premiere of her documentary short film called An Undeniable Voice. Mm-hmm. It has her interviewing one of the last Holocaust survivors in the world. And it's a very sort of profound interview. Kind of it lays out, you know, the things that we all look horrifically in photos. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of, it's a short sit down, but it dissects this man's story. And she's also an executive producer of it, but she's coming out to support that. That'll be great. We have the festival opening up with a film called Swing State, 2 days after the first Republican and Democrat debate between the two front runners. But it's basically a cool film directed by Jonathan Sheldon that involves a very liberal radio DJ that all of a sudden has to step in for a very stiff Republican DJ, and he becomes a huge success because he's basically being an imposter to fill the spot, and then everyone loves him. And it stars Taryn Manning, Billy Zane, you have Shane Black in it, Gary Busey, and they're all coming to support. I think Lydia Hurst is in there. So it'll be a fun opening night film, especially in the political atmosphere that we're currently in.
Oh, yeah. Lots of talk, lots of buzz, maybe some debates going on there, too. And by that time, we'll forget about Brad and Angelina Jolie. So we'll be talking about that again. You've also got a conservation category.
We do. We have some great film this year. Always, obviously, you know, it's an 88% conservation island. And we love the fact that we're on this island to pay homage to it, as well as Hollywood history. And there's this great 4-minute short film directed by Ian Shive. It's called Chasing the Distance, I'm sorry. And it's about they're going all around all these national parks around the United States, and they're taking this amazing footage, and it flashes through in 4 minutes, but it feels like you've just experienced about a half hour of like wonder. Mm-hmm. And they go to places that most people wouldn't even dream to go to or have the agility to go to, and the footage they took is great. But there's some really great pieces this year.
Speaking of conservation, the conservation part of it, your Golden Fox Award is named that for a specific reason.
Well, it's symbolic to the island's indigenous island fox, and that is the quickest recovery in the world of any endangered species. They went from less than 100 in population to now I think they're over 2,500, 2,600 fox on the island. And the cutest little things, they're the size of like big cats, and they're sneaky, but they've got persistence and gumption, and, and that's sort of what the trophy means. It's keeping at it and keeping working at it and collaborating and using your charm and trying to make a product out of nothing a lot of times with these filmmakers. And that is really what the fox symbolizes for this director that is going to take it home.
Yeah, deeper meaning. See, there's meaning all around.
Saturday night on October 1st, we have a great film called Custody, and it stars Viola Davis. It stars Catalina Moreno Saldina. I hope I said her name right. But it's an amazing piece with Ellen Burstyn, and we are giving Viola Davis the Stanley Kramer Social Artist Award. The Stanley Kramer Social Artist Award has gone to Sharon Stone. It's gone to William H. Macy. And last year it went to F. Gary Gray with Straight Outta Compton. It's envisioning Stanley Kramer's legacy of really pushing the envelope, really trying to take on those taboo subjects when other filmmakers aren't willing to go there or put their careers on the line for them. And these award recipients are either doing that in their private life as in shining their spotlight on these causes, and or doing them with huge, amazing roles. And I think we all know Viola Davis has a career that sort of resounds that award.
She'll take risks. Yeah, definitely.
A little bit.
Can you tell us a little bit about the Wes Craven Award that you give out to?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wes was a great friend of the Catalina Film family.
You've been to his home to actually, I don't know, do something with a koi pond, right? Or something like
yeah.
that. He trusted you to take care of the place.
Well, he was away and they had a koi pond that was leaking and they needed it filled up and they love their fish. But Wes was a great guy, and his house was like a museum. It was like there was so much memorabilia in there. Don't get me wrong. It wasn't like a pack rat memorabilia. Mm-hmm. It was all encased, and, you know, it looked great. And it was sad to see him pass because we really did want this award, the Wes Craven Horror Thriller Award, to be his choice every year. And he was so excited to do it, and he picked our first filmmaker the very first year. He contributed to the decision last year, and this year his family have taken on the legacy. And it's special for our filmmakers, especially the horror thriller genre filmmakers, because they revered Wes. I mean, he wasn't just Freddy Krueger. He was The Hills Have Eyes, I believe. So he had thrillers. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just slash and gore. And I think the filmmakers really respect that, and when they get the Wes Craven Award, they're so excited. And it's this crazy, like, 16-inch flaming glass sculpture with, you know, it looks like Freddy Krueger's coloring as the Scream mask. Because, you know, the Scream series was huge, and the Freddy series were huge. And that's probably what he's most noted for.
In fact, you had a mask yourself, your parents said. The Freddy mask.
I did, and I would terrorize my sisters with it the time.
Let's talk about the casino and where you can see the films, you know, how to get there. And it's starting on Wednesday. So it's happening this Wednesday going through October 2nd.
So you have September 28th to October 2nd. We're all over the island in many different venues, but obviously that world famous first sound movie theater in the world, the Avalon Theater, is probably one of the best movie palaces in the world. I mean, it's gorgeous. I mean, you get the little sparkling lights on the ceiling and that beautiful motif that was put on the walls. It's Art Deco from John Gabriel Beckman. And, you know, it's just the same people that designed Man's Chinese Theater helped design that Avalon Theater. I mean, you know, this is 1929, May 29th, 1929, with, you know, Errol Flynn and Howard Hughes and John Wayne. And, you know, they all came to the opening of this beautiful, gorgeous theater. So Charlie Chaplin, Cecil B. DeMille, D.W. Griffith, they all screened their very first talkie films in that theater. It was the only sound built for sound theater in the world. And William Wrigley Jr. built it because he loved film. He loved entertaining, and that's what he wanted to do. A 6,000 person ballroom up above it, the largest circular ballroom in the world, with this gorgeous Tiffany lamp, oscillating fan that takes all the heat and humidity out of the building. I mean, it's really modern engineering for 1929.
Mm-hmm. Sophisticated. The ballroom is beautiful with the stage, and you feel like you've stepped into the 20s when you walk into it. You know, when you see the ballroom, you get a sense of the big band days. But here we are, and here it is. It's still there, and now your festival is there. It's called the casino, too, isn't it?
It's called the casino. Mm-hmm. It's the traditional Italian word meaning to entertain. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't necessarily mean that there's gambling there, but a lot of people always believe that, and that's fine because it gets them coming there until they have withdrawals. But the Santa Catalina Island Company, they are the owners and custodians of that building, and they do a great job. We work with them every year. We actually just got a contract to secure our next 4 years, taking us up to our 10th anniversary in 2020.
Are all of the films within the casino?
No, we have the high school auditorium, the Lancer Auditorium, great venue. We set it up, you know, as a professional movie theater, and we have the Avalon Community Church, we have the Overlook Hall, we have Tremont Hall, we have City Hall, lots of halls, and obviously we have our lounges in the Island Catalina Spa, and the Island Spa Catalina is actually one of our great partners. We're doing our Catalina Film and New Media Summit there on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with a pitch panel. We have some amazing guests on the website if you want to go check them out. But it's one of those things where you really come to an island, you converge with all of these amazing filmmakers and industry guests you've always wanted to talk to, but it's a very intimate setting. So unlike any other festival I've attended, and when we built this festival, we purposefully did it, is to create a sort of a vehicle for the filmmaker to truly network. You are seeing them at the bars. You're seeing them at the restaurants. You're seeing them at the theaters, and you're seeing them at the parties. It is a small, intimate sort of experience because you're on an island. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not getting away.
Right.
You, the drinks and the talk.
And that's what this is all about. It's about artists who are up and coming, emerging artists, or artists who are wanting to get their work shown, and you're helping them do this.
That's the big thing with the Catalina Film Institute. It's like the whole idea is, you know, education to kind of get you to the next spot. So our slogan is basically imagination, education, destination. So what can you imagine? How can we help you learn the skills to get there? And where are you going to go in your destiny? I think what we're really doing is fostering the growth of all these filmmakers from novice to professional, but want to take it to the next level. And we're doing a lot more events in 2017 all around the Los Angeles area with workshops and panels and industry spotlights and more screenings, all coming from the Catalina Film Institute. So it should be great. But for this event, our big annual event, you know, jump on the Catalina Express. They're also one of our great partners. The Island Express is a helicopter, takes 15 minutes. You know, you can get all around the island. Catalina Transportation Services are there. We also have shuttles with the festival, and we can take you from venue to venue, but they're all walkable. I mean, it's truly amazing sort of experience to be able to walk from venue to venue at a festival and not have to drive across the city to the next venue.
On a beautiful island, where can they find all of this information at?
They can go to catalinafilm.org. Mm-hmm. You can go to our Facebook page, our Twitter. We have a lot of updates all the time. All the handles are Catalina Film. But we have, you know, some great hotel partners that are waiting for you to come book with them. The Hotel Metropole. We have the Avalon, the Aurora, Seaport Village Inn. We have the Pavilion, the Atwater, Glenmore, mm-hmm. and there's just a bunch more on our site, especially Catalina Island Vacation Rentals, where if you have a larger group and you want to get some condos or a house or mm-hmm. a villa and you want 5, 6, 10 people,
yeah,
you can go there as well. Boxcast is going to be streaming the red carpet live this year.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can't be there and you want to see what's going on, you can watch us live on Boxcast. I think that we have a Roku channel and an Apple TV channel.
Ron Trupa, he is the founder of the Catalina Film Institute and then the Catalina Film Festival.
And if you see our artwork from Portia Renee Denning of Rain Dance Art, I mean, she did this amazing, amazing poster this year. You'll see it on our website. It's got a gorgeous sort of elegance to it of what mm-hmm. Catalina has become. It's got Juan Cabrillo on there, mm-hmm. who is the discoverer of the island. He named it San. That's the mural in the casino theater behind her. You got a taste and a flavor of it all.
The Catalina Film Festival is starting on Wednesday, so check it out online. And thank you, Ron.
Thank you so much, Tina. I appreciate it.